Good evening and welcome to this conference call. Stefano here with Roberto Carassai, Group CFO, and Marco Andreasi, the Finance Director for the Group. We will follow the presentation that I think was delivered to each one of you by saying that we have first a very quick presentation for people maybe not familiar with the group, even if I believe most of you know what we're doing. We, as a group, as a Trevi group, we plan, execute and provide technology and innovative service for kind of work in the field of foundation engineering as well as oil and gas drilling industry. We basically provide advanced solutions to solve problems related to the construction industry and the oil and gas drilling industry. Going into the geographical distribution of our activity, what we consider one of the key factors for the group development and for the result achieved by the group also in the past, we see major activity coming basically from area in North America and South America for the Trevi division, as well as Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. And we started activity also in Australia for the metro in Brisbane early this year. Soil making with manufacturing activities mainly concentrated in Italy and with the factory also in the United States. It's delivering equipment, also using a network of agents and dealers worldwide that are not here represented. So an overall coverage of five continents for Trevi and Soilmec activity. In the oil and gas segment, again, not major differences from what we are used to see in the past with Drillmec and Petroven. Petroven active in drilling services in Latin America. And Drillmec with manufacturing facilities in Italy and in the United States and covering the rest of the oil and gas reference world again in about 15 countries. Just it's worth to mention a note about the Mosul Dam. This is the largest dam safety program ongoing right now in the world. So Trevi has been active since early 2016 with excellent technical results. We will talk more about the projects later on. I will ask now Roberto to continue with the group presentation items.
Good afternoon everybody, this is Roberto Carassai speaking. I would like to comment the major figures we have delivered in terms of half-year results. For what concerns the total revenues, we achieved 460 million revenues versus 520 million of last year, so with a decrease of almost 60 million. This difference is mostly due to the oil and gas segment, and this is basically due to the fact that still the oil and gas sector is very weak, therefore the order intake and the revenues performance has been very, very low. But in addition to that, you may recall that we have announced to the market that our contract in Bolivia with the customer YPBFB has been cancelled at the end of last April, and this has generated a shortfall of revenues quite significant in the first half. In terms of EBITDA result, we achieved a minus 19 million versus plus 62 million of last year. And this significant delta is due to the shortfall of the volume that we have mentioned before, but also to the fact that both in Trevi division and in Soilmec division, we have delivered a different project mix in terms of Trevi and a different kind of machinery this year compared to last year. In particular, in Soilmec this year, we have delivered most of the machinery of medium-size and low-size machinery versus last year when during the first half we delivered many large-size machinery. So volume effect and mix effect have penalized a bit our profit and loss. Together with that, we have accrued a provision in the inventory for a total amount of 18 million, most of which is related to the Drillmech division. In terms of EBIT, we delivered a minus 75 million EBIT compared with plus 25 million of last year. And in addition to the previous topics that I addressed, the EBIT takes into account also the result of the impairment test performed on the Drillmech division, and therefore the write-off of a partial amount of the capitalized R&D we have in Drillmech. And this effect has been valued 12 million. For what concerns the net result, we delivered a loss of 118 million versus a loss of 24 million of last year. And in addition to the previous topics, the other effect that we took into account has been in accordance with the recoverability test that we have performed for the Alfea result. We took into account a write-off of the deferred tax asset we have on our books for 12 million. In terms of net financial position, we achieved a negative net financial position of 565 million. That has increased compared to 440 million we delivered in December. And this increase is mainly due to the fact that, first of all, the oil and gas division affected negatively this result. Secondly, we had the chance to discount only a limited amount of invoices at Alfea compared to last year result. And but we have also taken into account the fact that the typical seasonality of the business envisage a cash absorption during the first half of the year. And it is worth to remind that last year the company booked a significant advance payment in the first half related to the Mosul project. Now I leave the floor back to Marco Andreasi to comment the following slides.
Yeah, good afternoon everybody. You have the slides here and you find some comments related to two important topics that we have developed and we are developing within our restructuring financial debt process. The first one is the independent business review that was performed by PwC after a beauty contest. It was assigned this project to PwC. In order to, let's say, check, as always the IBR do, the status of our company. The analysis you find here in the page, all the topics that were covered by the independent business review, and you find that it was based on historical data first, and then on our business plan. We obtain also sensitivity on this, and you find at the end of the page the important statement that the IBR did not highlight any major issue which may jeopardize the negotiation with the banks of the financial debt restructuring. This means that we obtained the green light to negotiate the standstill. As far as the standstill is concerned, we are now very close to the signature of it because for the time being we have no other issue to discuss on this. And we receive from the institution, from the financial institution, from the banks, a comfort letter that it was brought to the attention of our board of directors in the approval of this 6-month result. We are discussing now, we are waiting now, let's say, to obtain all the okay from the banks. Some of them have already went in their board of directors, and we are waiting for the others in order to proceed also with the with this test deal. As soon as we assign this, we can look at the big process of restructuring our debt. I leave the floor now to Stefano, yes, to Stefano Trevisani with the following of the presentation.
Yes, thank you, Marco. We will for a while skip page 12 and 13, and actually we go to some more details about figures with Roberto.
Okay, with reference to slide 14, here you can see the main indicators that we have just commented. In addition, you can find the backlog amount, and you can see that we have achieved a backlog of 637 compared with 1 billion plus we had December of last year. So during the period, we have been able to generate an order intake that has not been extremely positive, and particularly in the oil and gas sector, but we will comment it later on. We have a dedicated slide on this respect. It is worth to remind that last year we benefited from the order intake and therefore in the backlog for the acquisition of the Mosul project that was amounting to 273 million. In terms of a couple of other comments on this slide, in terms of net invested capital, we have reduced the net invested capital compared to last year, result in the same period quite significantly, a reduction of 32 million, and in terms of employee, we have reduced quite significantly the amount of our employee due to the restructuring process the company is putting in place worldwide. If we move to slide 18, here we can comment a bit more the order intake performance of the first half together with the backlog. As you can see, the foundation sector booked a new order for 217 million compared to last year, which was 597, including the Mosul acquisition, as I said before, while in the oil and gas we booked 45 million this year, pretty much the same last year in the same period. This led to a backlog that is for the foundation sector 509, while in the oil and gas sector for 120 and 27. Slide 19, we have the balance sheet here, and you can see that there's been a reduction in the fixed asset compared to December 2016 by 40 million. This is due to the fact that we are strictly monitoring new CAPEX investment and the fact that, as I said before, as a result of the impairment test, we did a write-off of some R&D capitalized. In terms of net working capital, here we have a slight increase compared to December. This is mostly due to the reduction of the advance payments we have in our books, while you can appreciate that inventories and trade receivable have been reduced partially compared to December. Now I leave the floor back to Stefano for the further comments.
We continue on page 29, going in a little bit more in detail in the two sectors the group is active on. Starting with the foundation segment highlights, revenue were 377 compared to 392 of the first half 2016. By splitting the revenues, Trevi reported revenue for about 287 million, which is actually is up 9 million compared to the same period of last year's, and this growth was mainly in the Middle East and in some projects also in North Africa. And so Valmeca reported actually a weak semester with 97 million revenue, which is down 27 million compared to last year. And this is was, as we said even also before, this is due to some different mix of equipment sold and with different margins and some and volume reduction coming also from the completion of some projects related to the water business. It's true that we were comparing numbers with a very strong first half of 2016, but there were also activities related to the delivery of some important equipment that shifted to the second half of 2017. So we'll see a better second half for Solmec business. Also, the margins suffered a big reduction, down 18.4 million. Margins have been affected, as we said, by some volume reduction in Solmec and also some different mixed projects for Trevi. It's important to highlight the very weak performance in our domestic market, so unfortunately there's not enough investment to support our activity in the market, as well as a reduction in margins given the renegotiation we had with the clients and one of the large important we had in project we had in Middle East, and this is for benefit for future activities. These clients, with the clients, we are negotiating an extension of the existing project. going into the segment net financial position, PFM was 210 million, with increased 93.3 million compared to last year's, and this is given the fact that we had also less amount of factoring without recourse compared to last year's, and also due to some business seasonality. Even if, as I mentioned before by Roberto, last year we had several projects contributing with high advance payment to the working capital. Finally, we have highlighted in a recent press release number of projects awarded to the Trevi division, totaling with a total amount of about 75 million. And of course, we have ongoing hot negotiation in the period that we hope that we'll be able to finalize shortly. Going into the some highlights in the oil and gas segment, the company is working right now after this very heavy crisis affected the overall industry in restructuring our activities and refocusing on some important features of our business. The segment working in activity with very high volatilities, as I said, the reorganization is our focus, main focus, as well as reduction in cost structure. Total oil and gas revenue were 92.8 million, with an important difference of 49.3 million compared to last year. Drilling division has a very weak performance, even also looking at the cancellation of the order in Bolivia and how it's affected the performance of the first half. The division reported revenue of about 33 million, with a big reduction compared to the first half of 2016. We do expect also here in DreamHack, we have a backlog to be delivered in 2017 second half, so we expect the second half with better numbers. Petrobras division actually delivered revenue of 60.4 million with a slight increase with actually 9.9 million increase compared to the same period of last year, and this is due to the long-term contract Petrobras was involved with in its activity in Latin America. EBITDA was reduced a lot, and again here the impact on the cancellation of the Bolivia project was very important. EBITDA margin is minus 38 million for the division. Net financial position of 304 million, which increased 50 million compared to the end year results, December 31st, 2016. I would like now to go to some of the highlights in our plan. If we go to page 12 and 13, starting with the foundation divisions, Trevi and Soilmec, we have work and business plan, 5 years business plan. The results it's with the strong focus on our ground engineering business, and starting with the Trevi, we expect special project to generate significant revenue contribution also in line with the past experience we had. And in some new developer area we are looking at, we have done long-term investment in a dedicated specialized resources to support this development. So we are confident to have all the instruments to support this business. State-of-the-art in Mosul Dam. We are, as I said, very active at the moment at the dam. The project could generate further development with the project expansion under negotiation. North American market exposure and consolidated excellent performance in these areas expected to contribute to business development for future years, both in the United States and in Canada, where we have restarted our operation after 4 or 5 years of a standby. New strategic view is a focus on this business, so we can say that the action plan adopted in the business plan will give a positive contribution with expected margin stabilization. Working with the Soilmec business plan, Soilmec extension of product portfolio increase with the focus on heavy duty and heavy power equipment to support this development division. The division is working hard to consolidate its position in the piling equipment as well as in the sales service market. And I imagine a portion of the Soilmec business is related to the after sales service market. Technology is one of the main features of the company. Also, I want to highlight that the past investment in research and development activities are now generating a growing return starting from this year, from the second half of 2017, especially related to hydro mill equipment. In-house development state-of-the-art remote data control and management system is applied right now on an increasing number of equipment to improve connectivities and performance. And again, we expect this to contribute to Soilmec development in the coming years. So a group focus on the ground engineering and basically to take opportunities around the world to develop the business. Looking at Petroven and Drillmec, we know how the overall market condition affected the performance of these two divisions inside the group. Talking about Petroven, the division is involved right now in ongoing hot negotiation to increase the backlog, including an increase in fleet utilization and potential sustainable geographic diversification. So we've been requested some client to start operation also outside Latin America. This is very well analyzed and balanced, but we believe that it's somehow kind of sustainable approach. Division will face some structural changes, focus on cost reduction and increase in efficiency. And the company that is today an advanced consolidated drilling contractor with excellent track record, right now given mandate to a specialized international advisor to primarily assess the potential opportunity for M&A and partnership activities. Talking about the Drillmec, the division that has been affected mostly by the really very heavy crisis in the energy industry, we have worked a new business plan, the new management of the company has revised the strategy in line with the past performance of the prolonged low oil price scenario, and also the unexpected loss of the last project in Bolivia. The division is now focused on grow the service activities, the asset management activities, taking advantage of its skill, technologies, and innovation, and also the taking advantage of the geographical distribution of the business. The division is facing some structural change, so today the restructuring plan is fully implemented, and we will see the final results at the end of this year, beginning of 2018. The company that today is one of the few integrated drilling equipment providers in the global market, able to design, manufacture, and deliver the full range of drilling solution, has given mandate to a specialized international advisor to primarily assess any potential opportunity, as we were saying, for Petrobras, for M&A, and partnership activities. We have taken the decision to search for investors and potential partners to develop the business of this two division of Trevi Group, and we expect, let's say, an update shortly. Okay, I think this is a whole. If we have any question or details requirement or inquiry, please write or call the company and Francesca, the investor relators, for any details. Thank you, and please call us if you need more.